Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Tiger, written by S.F. Saeed and read by Sarah Aga. Chapter 1. It was the week before midwinter. The rain was lashing down, and the narrow streets of Soho were deep with puddles. Although it was midday, the sky over London was iron grey. Clouds of smoke hung heavy up above, as always. Adam Alhambra wasn't looking at that bleak midwinter sky. He was looking at the checkpoint up ahead of him and shivering. He huddled into his coat, but the wind cut through it like a whip. And that wasn't the only thing that made him feel cold. He could see the soldier there, behind the metal bars and railings. He could hear his stern voice, turning people back from the boundary that separated Soho from the rest of London. As Adam watched, biting down on his pencil, a whole family was being marched away at gunpoint, not allowed to leave the ghetto. Next! And now it was his turn. Adam put his pencil behind his ear and stepped up for inspection under a row of Union Jacks and a portrait of the Emperor. The soldier was a guardsman in a red coat with a bristling white moustache. He looked Adam up and down, taking in his skin, his hair, his eyes. The fact that everything about him was just a little different, just a little darker. Then he looked at Adam's papers, saw his name, and here it came. Alhambra, said the soldier. And where are you from, boy?
London, sir,
said Adam, trying to sound calm and failing. You know what I mean, said the soldier. Where are you really from? Adam looked down.
My parents came here from the Middle East, sir, he said, but I've lived in London all my life.
The Middle East? The soldier frowned. Isn't that where camels used to come from?
Camels? Said Adam, mystified. I don't know, sir. I don't know anything about the Middle East. I'm just doing the deliveries for my family's shop, Alhambra and Company. They're depending on me to do them.
He held up his bag to show the soldier the parcels that were packed so carefully inside.
Where are the shop's papers? Said the soldier. Oh, right here, sir.
Adam fumbled in his pocket for the documents, but as he pulled them out, a little scrap of paper fell out with them and fluttered to the floor. Adam's heart thumped. Quick as he could, he scooped it up and shoved it back into his pocket.
Was that a drawing? Said the soldier.
What do you think you are? An artist?
Adam's cheeks burned. His mouth went dry.
No, sir, of course not, he said. Please, here are the shop's papers, see?
The soldier gave him a long, hard look. He looked at the documents even longer and harder. But finally he grunted and waved Adam through.
Go on then, camel boy, he said. Don't start any trouble.
Thank you, sir, Adam made himself say as he went through the checkpoint and came out onto Oxford Street. And here, on the other side of the checkpoint, everything was different. People were shopping on the wide open street. Adults were going to work. Children were going to school. No one was stopping them, searching them, asking them questions. For a moment, he wished he could be one of them. Just an ordinary British boy on his way to school.